From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. If you're old enough, you might have grown up hearing this music just about every week. It's the theme to the popular 1950s TV series, Father Knows Best. The star was Robert Young, playing a wise, gentle father named Jim Anderson, who always seemed to know what to do when one of his three children got into a scrape. Back in the 50s and even into the 60s, Jim Anderson was fairly typical of TV fathers. There was Fred McMurray as the quiet widower in My Three Sons and Ward Cleaver, played by Hugh Beaumont in Leave It to Beaver. Judging by them, it would seem the mid-20th century was a great time for fathers and their kids, at least in Hollywood. But go back 100 years or so to another form of popular entertainment, and you'll find a different sort of family life altogether. And a great composer who was a master at setting it to music. Giuseppe Verdi's own life as a father was tragic, almost from the beginning. His first wife died, as did their two children, while Verdi was still in his 20s. At the time, he was just getting his start as an opera composer. And as he grew more and more successful, he often relied on tragic stories featuring the deep love between fathers and their children, and especially between fathers and daughters. This music is from Rigoletto, an opera in which the title character, a truly devoted father, inadvertently causes his own daughter's death. Verdi also featured a poignant father-daughter relationship in his potboiler Stifelio, and one between a father and his possible daughter-in-law in La Traviata. And just a few years after Traviata, Verdi created a father-daughter bond that may top all the others. It's the centerpiece of the intensely emotional Simone Boccanegra. Just as Verdi seemed to spend a lot of time pondering fathers and daughters, he also took quite a while to come to grips with Simone Boccanegra. The opera began life in the 1850s, but the final version didn't take shape until 1881. And even then, it took a long time for the opera to earn its way among so many Verdi masterpieces. But by now, it's widely recognized as one of the finest and most moving dramas he ever composed. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Verdi's Simone Boccanegra from one of the world's great musical venues, the Vienna State Opera. Baritone Leo Nucci stars in the title role with soprano Roxana Briban as his daughter Amelia in a production led by conductor Yves Abel. Figlia